Today's story is inspired by the woman of Iceland who walked off the job at 2:38 in the afternoon. You might want to know why. Well, they're paid 14% less than what the blokes are for doing the same job.
Really?
So they calculated that, okay, we'll leave at 2:38 because that's what we're getting paid to. Mm. If that happened in Australia, they'd walk off the job even earlier because the pay gap, gender pay gap in Australia, is 16.2% on average. It rises to around about 28.7% for ASX 200 organisations.
For big companies.
And 50% in sport.
Really?
That's quite an amazing fact.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, if someone's doing the same job, no matter what the gender, they should be getting the same money. Why does this still happen? Caroline Kennedy is a leadership expert. We turn to her for advice. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Stephen Baz. How are you both?
Good, thank you. Why are women still getting paid less than blokes when they're doing the same job?
I believe it's because we haven't taken action. We haven't owned our worth, and we haven't asked for what we're worth in business.
So what can they do about it? Do they need to do what the women of Iceland did and walk off the job?
Well, I think that that's a collective stance on the issue. And I have always encouraged women, particularly when I mentor them, to be prepared to do their research, to present the facts on the suitable pay for their particular role, and demonstrate their contribution to the organisation and ask for a pay rise. Don't just sit back and wait for someone to offer you the opportunity. Like, take it. The same from a promotional perspective. But if we want to effect change, we need to take action, whether that be collectively or individually.
So are women less likely to ask for a pay rise than blokes?
Yes.
Why?
I've witnessed that.
Why?
I think it's lack of confidence, predominantly, and they're unsure, and they certainly don't come prepared.
Sure.
And I've had many situations where women have, during performance reviews, said to me, I'd like a pay rise, and I'd say, okay, and why? And then they falter to actually be able to demonstrate why, because they haven't necessarily thought about it.
Sure, but if someone's getting paid 16.2% more, who's a bloke doing exactly the same job as me, there's no argument, is there?
No, absolutely not. But you have to prove that that's the fact as well.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Do the research on the suitable pay for the actual role.
Okay.
And then demonstrate your contribution and ask for what you're worth. So, for instance, know what you want when you ask for that pay rise and be very certain about that you want it, and be prepared to walk away if you don't get it. And I don't mean, you know, resign there and then, because that's a bit irresponsible, but look for other opportunities, because if a company doesn't align with your values, then perhaps you need to move on.
Fair enough. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Caroline Kennedy there. She's a leadership expert. I mean, those stats are amazing. 50% in some spots in sport. So if you're a physio and you're a woman in a football club, it could be that the bloke gets paid 50% more.
But is that admin or is that playing?
That's both. That's just for a job.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what the averages are. I'm not saying that all clubs are like that,
no.
And maybe our clubs aren't.
Okay, so
but across the board.
It's not playing wages, it's other roles in sport.
Oh, well, I would assume that's right across the board.
Because should a professional netballer earn the same as a professional AFL player?
Well, in tennis they do. So tennis, they earn the same money, don't they?
Yeah, I'll ask you again. Should a professional netballer earn the same as a professional AFL player?
It comes down to corporate interests, isn't it? I mean, they would earn more than a bloke playing netball, if you want to really argue on that too.
That's quite right, yeah.